Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
846, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll is asking you, were you affected by Olga? That's our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, and perhaps we should ask, did you even know it was passing? Because I didn't, but yet, man, we're hearing about trees uprooted and fences down and people still without power. If you are without power, maybe you didn't ask, maybe you didn't find out, rather, or hear that during a nighttime raid, we killed, I believe, the leader of ISIS. David Shanzer joins us, our guest, director of the Triangle Center on Terrorism and Homeland Security, rather, at Duke University. Morning, David.
Good morning, Tommy.
I'm not trying to be flippant here, but instead of pronouncing this guy's name, I decided to call him the Big Daddy of ISIS. You see where I'm going with that?
That's fine. Sure.
Yeah. Tell me what actually happened and how important this is to the security of the United States and what it means to the average guy celebrating a Saints win and driving to work.
Well, certainly it's a positive step. Removing top leadership can certainly have impact on the activities of a terrorist organization, make them less dangerous. Ultimately, I think that ISIS was preparing for this day for quite some time, and operationally, Baghdadi probably wasn't doing very much, but symbolically, it's important, and also important in the Middle East that shows that when you do these kinds of heinous practices that Baghdadi was responsible for, that there, of course, is a price to pay ultimately, and that's an important message.
The president saying he didn't die a hero, he died a coward, crying, whimpering, screaming, and bringing kids with him to die certain death. I could see where some would say that would make ISIS even more determined to fight back. And I can see, and I'm not blaming the president here, I could see others that would say, you know, well, maybe that'll limit the people that are able to be radicalized or would be, I can't think of the word, David, but you know what I'm saying. Would that maybe be a deterrent to people that would be thinking to join ISIS?
Well, I think so a little bit. You know, these folks keep preaching martyrdom, but it seems like they want martyrdom for everybody else but themselves. Mm-hmm. So bin Laden seemed to be like that as well. Martyrdom's great, but I'm going to build this big compound and make sure I can stay alive. So I think it does undercut some of their appeal as an inspiration to fighters. Oh, you should, you know, give up your life. I think it does undercut that to some extent, but, you know, other people, as you said, are maybe see it otherwise. And we are hearing from news reports this morning that ISIS is trying to enact revenge killings on Kurdish civilians, innocent civilians who were trying to flee from both Turkey and from ISIS at the same time. So, you know, really, the message depends on the people who are receiving it, and different people, I think, will receive it different ways.
Does it make us safer as a country? And I mentioned to, you know, people like me and everybody else just driving to work. Does it make it less likely that we would be a victim of a terrorist attack, and maybe not just here, but the world?
I'm not sure we can make that kind of sweeping statement yet. what we might be seeing. Now ISIS was new and different because it had a caliphate, it had territory, and it had a caliph, a leader who claimed a connection through his ancestry back through the Prophet Muhammad. He was of a certain tribe, and people were swearing some form of loyalty to him as an individual. So now the territory's gone and the caliph is gone, and you have to ask yourself, like, what is new and different about ISIS that is going to, you know, lead people to keep fighting for it as opposed to other groups? So this could be the first step in a merger. And for many years, these groups have been distracted in terms of fighting against each other. And so one could argue that maybe this is, while it's a blow to ISIS, it's really a potential turning point and strengthening point for Al-Qaeda that could help them rally. So I don't think we're going to know for a while what its impacts are. Certainly it's not a bad thing. It's certainly a good thing that it happened. But I'm, skeptical of saying that this is going to, really change the threat picture substantially, at least in the short term.
Thank you, David. I appreciate your time. You're always there when we call you. David Chanza, director of the Triangle Center.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.